This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Ready? Here we go. And 3, 2. Hello and welcome to whatever episode this is of Congratulations. Crazy, 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 crazy. Hey guys, what's cracking, man? Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. One time my uncle said rap's the only music you can't sing, and I just proved him wrong. Actually, he said hum. Never mind. Wow, I remember that. Remember the fucking Ghostface Killah thing, that the Daytona 5000 or whatever the fuck? And it would be like... And I was so pissed that the beat never dropped even harder than that. And that's it. That's the whole story. Sometimes I tell bad stories, but they're very quick. And that's how bad stories should be. All right. Started off taking me out. You know what? Things are cool, man. I want to say, you know, thank you so much for listening. And you guys are so sweet. I see you guys making friends in those comments. I see you guys, you know, whining and dining that subscribe button. And we love it, dude. We love it when you whine and dine that subscribe button, dude. We absolutely love it. Take the like button to the park and absolutely go see a movie with the fucking bell notifications. We love it. We love it. We're dating the fucking clicks. We're dating the things that you click on instead of smashing them and destroying them like all other YouTubers say. We do it different, baby. Dude. Dun, 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 dun. Run, dun, 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 dun. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. So yeah, dude, we're chilling. And it's a good thing. And the Patreon support is nice. It keeps coming. It keeps rolling. It keeps rolling, rolling, rolling. And besides that, if you're not on the Patreon, get on board. Patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. And couldn't have fucked that up even more. And it's patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. And if you're not, thanks for even watching on YouTube. Even though you don't get the full episode, you get the cut up episode, but you get the freaking uncut episode in the Patreon, dude. Yeah, dude, it's the Yellow Shirt Podcast. Wasn't sure about the shirt, and still not sure. And Kristen said it was good. Sensei. And it's all good, but I'm chilling. So, what are we talking about here, man? We're having a good time. I had a good day, you know. Was super mad yesterday and was super not mad today. Some days you get mad, some days you're less mad, and both of those days life rips, right? Both of those days life rips because both of those days you wake up and both of those days you get through it. And you go to sleep and then you wake up and you do it all over again. So that's it, man. And it was really shit yesterday, and it's been really good today. I'll tell you why, actually, yesterday was annoying as, oh, man, I was so angry and really trying to sit and deal with my emotion, just really trying to just sit and, why do I feel this way? But not able to just rest, heart pumping, couldn't get it together. My phone all of a sudden decided to just be like, hey, I know you're not touching the screen, but it doesn't matter. I'm just going to act like you're touching the screen and I'm going to act like you're on coke while doing it. All of a sudden, my screen was just going flipping around, opening apps, almost posting shit that I didn't want to post, almost having a fucking heart attack. It would just open up Instagram and put this on, open up this and put that on. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, sign me up for LinkedIn. Wasn't touching shit, dude. I looked it up. It's called Ghost Touch. Sounds like a fucking MI movie. Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible 9, Ghost Touch. Starring definitely also. So it was doing the Ghost Touch thing, and it was not mildly annoying. It was Mach 11 annoying. It was Mach 11. All of a sudden, phone starts opening up shit. And so I'm like, all right, I guess I got to get a new phone, right? Got to get a new phone. So I go in and to the, so I order it. So I order it online so it's ready for me when I pick it up at the Apple store. Okay? That's how it's supposed to be. We live in the future. This is how it's supposed to be. 2021, you order it online, you saunter in, you go, where's my iPhone? My name's Chris. It should be for me. Oh, you got it ready already? Cool. Put in your cargo pants and moonwalk the fuck out of Apple. All right? So that's what is supposed to happen. And Apple agrees with that, by the way. So great, Apple. We're both on the same page. So I order it, and it says, boom, email, floong, it's ready, come pick it up. And all of a sudden, I'm Johnny Drives It Cool, just driving all the way down to the fucking mall in Sherman Oaks like I want to go. And I'm like, I haven't been to the mall since fucking COVID hit. So I go, and I park, and I walk in the mall. Now, did I walk in close to the Apple store, or did I walk in as far as possible and then have to walk the whole mall and realize I could have parked closer? You do the math. Guess. Have you ever, by mistake, parked to the place that you meant to go? If you want to go to fucking the food court, maybe if you want to go to the food court, because there are signs from it from outside, and you could kind of sense where it is from the outside, right? There's lots of, like, pigeons outside. But if you want to go to the Apple store, and it's not Bloomingdale's or Macy's, right? Because those are on the edges always. But in the middle, all the other shit. Orange Julius, fucking Apple, always a J.Crew in the mall. If you don't have a J.Crew in the mall, you ain't shit unless you have a Banana Republic. But if you're a great mall, you got them both. Okay? Walked in, I go, where's the Apple store? Immediately, my mall senses started tingling, and I walked directly where I wasn't, because life doesn't work out that way. It's always a far walk. So I go to the, I'm walking, and I'm just sensing, and then I look on the fucking You Are Here thing, and sure enough, I was the furthest possible place. The Apple store was all the way at the end, and if you've been to the fucking Sherman Oaks Mall, you know this. So I'm like, good, can't wait to get my phone. Got my email. Now, can I access the email? No, because the ghost touch is happening on my phone. Apps are opening and shutting, and it's very annoying. So I'm like, they better not ask me for shit, dude. I better just walk in, and they better just give it to me. Hopefully, this is one of those things where fame is like, oh, yeah, I know who you are, of course. Here you go. Here's your iPhone. Is it too much to ask? Or if I was a fucking emotional Italian, I'd say, is it too much to ask? And so I go in and I say, hey, hi. First of all, why are they dressed like regular people that don't work there? Hey, Apple, get it together. Dude, you have employees. Put a fucking uniform on them. If I go anywhere else in the world, they all got uniforms. They all look the same. When I walk into Apple, I'm like, hey, are you all customers or what's happening? You either all work here or none of you work here because you don't look different. At least dress them up like all the movies in the future or some shit. Like have them all looking like Demolition Man or something. That's what they do. They got the fucking Apple dudes in the back just frozen until they defrost them. And they're like, you're a genius. Go out there and fix computers. There's no, I don't know how long, it's been a long time since I've been to an Apple store. There's no desk anymore. There's no counter. They're just there, chilling with their hands in their pockets and a little mechanism that's like, what do you need? And you're like, AirPods, come with me. Here, I'm going to get George to get you an AirPod. George, grab an AirPod. They throw him out. George comes. He like does the thing where he fucking bounces it off his elbow and then the other guy catches it. Here you go. Want me to ring you up? You want an email to you? And you're out. I want a counter in the fucking store, okay? Otherwise, I don't know where the fuck I am. It's like I'm at sea. I might as well be at sea. And someone's like, where's due east? And I'm like, I don't know. That's what I feel like I'm in the Apple store. And everyone, no one's dressed like a captain. So I'm like, hey, do you work here? Yeah. And they're like, uh-huh. And I'm like, cool, man. Hey, so I got a thing and I ordered it and the phone should be ready. And the guy goes, oh, cool. Let me get a different person to take. I'm like, all right, whatever. So this lady comes by and she's like, hey, what's up? How can I help you? And I was like, just told this guy it's all good. But it, so I ordered an iPhone and it said it's ready. And so I just wanted to come in here. My phone's doing the ghost touch thing. And she says, oh, isn't that annoying? And I said, yeah, but it's all good. Just came here to get a new phone. And she says, okay, cool. Let me look you up. What's your name? And I go, you know my name. Inside my head. But outside I said, it's Chris D'Elia. And she says, okay. And she types it in. And she says, blood level rises. There should be no in a transaction. I came here, you give me the phone, I'm out. Already paid. No reason to go. So she does that noise. And I say, what's up? And she says, so did you get an email confirming that it was ready? And in my head, while she said that, in my head, not out loud, but in the middle of her saying that, in my head, I went, yup. And I snapped out of it like the old Ally McBeal. I want to do that shit so badly. Now, did you get the yup? I play by the rules. And I do, dude. Oh, and I do. And you know that if you listen to this podcast, because I don't want it to be my fault. I want it to be someone else's fault. So I say, yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got the email. It says it's ready. And she says, oh, okay. Can you show me? And I said, nah, my phone's got ghost touch going on. And she says, oh, right. Yeah. So I said, but it's ready. And she says, okay. Well, let me look. Okay. Okay. Well, let me go in the back. Now they're in the back. She's in the back with two other guys. They're trying to figure this shit out. Now, am I pissed? Of course. But I'm keeping it cool, my baby. I'm keeping it really, really cool. My blood level is activated, but I'm using the technique that I'm using through all of my therapies, and it's getting down. It's getting down. My OCD is quelling. Everything's fine. I've got a beautiful son. I've got the partner of a lifetime. My mom and dad are healthy. And my brother's cooler than I am. So I'm like, smooth sailing, Chris. Just stare at that big-ass Apple TV that they got fucking showing Rihanna. Or Billie Eilish or whatever the fuck. Just be a customer. A cool as a cucumber customer. And so I'm waiting. And they come back out and they're like, so, and when you say, and so, and you're somebody who has my shit. Bing! Like Wolverine, right? But in my head though. I wanted to go, oh, here we go. In my head, I was doing it all day long. I was singing opera in my fucking head. But I'm keeping it cool as a cucumber. And I say, yes, what's the problem? And she says, well, you know, so is somebody that, and they say another name. Why does it say it's for this person? And I say, oh, right, that's my business manager. When I order something on Apple Pay, it goes to him. I don't know why his name is on that. He probably doesn't know either. But when I set it up, sometimes I send things to him and then it sends it. She says, okay, all right, okay, well, let's, you know what, we'll be right back. She goes back in the back. Now I'm like, there's got to be a fucking something real fun going back there. Because you're coming back and forth too many times. Figure it all out while you're back there. And then come back and tell me what's going on. This back and forth shit. There's some in there in that back room that's going on that you're not telling me about, and I'm missing out on a lot of fun, okay? Because you're working, which is what you should be doing, but you keep going back to that room, and that must be where the party's at. You understand? It keeps drawing me back in. That room is cocaine. Yeah, I try to leave, but I'm addicted. So the lady comes out of the cocaine room, and she says, well, and now I'm pissed because you hit the and those are the three fucking, that's that Harry Carey right there. Bowels spilling out over my cock, right? So now that I'm sitting there imaginarily singing opera and having the bowels laid out all over my cock, right? Now that my entrails are laid out cascading over balls, okay? I'm like, here we go. And she says,
We're not allowed to give it to you. Now, the good thing is I'm already dead. I'm dead inside. I'm already dead. And I already realize I lost the battle. And it's fine. The old me would have been like, phone's mine. So what are we going to do about this? How are we going to get this out? How are we going to get this phone out of that back room and out of this Apple store and out of this Westfield Mall and out of my car and back into my home? Because it's mine. But I'm cool. I'm Johnny Cools It Down. I'm cooling it way down. I'm Johnny Frostbite right now. Okay? Inside, I'm mad, but I'm also Johnny Frostbite. Okay? She doesn't know anything that's going on in my body. So I say to her, okay, well, why don't you tell me what's going on? And she says, when you ordered it with the other person's name, and technically that's the only person who can come pick it up. Is he close? And I go in my head, no! And even if he was, he's not coming. It's my phone. I'm not going to bother my business manager. Hey, could you leave your work and come fucking get my iPhone for me? Number one, because it's rude and weird. And number two, he's in Florida. Yeah. Give me 9 hours. He'll get a direct flight. So she's like, so what could we do? Can he call and cancel that? And can we? And I'm just like, I'll buy one now. So I bought one. Immediately I bought one then. Hey, dog, shut up. Incel, shut up. Shut up. Nothing's happening, dude. Dogs are barking and nothing's happening. That's great, man. My dogs are doing the fucking iPhone equivalent of a ghost touch. Nothing's happening, I say, as mercenaries come in and just shoot up the whole place. I hope they get the dogs first. Anyway, so I can die in silence. So now I'm like, I'll just buy it. I'll get the thing or whatever. So I get the phone and I already fucking picked out which one I wanted with all the gigabytes and shit like that. So I'm like, all right, now I got to do this whole thing over again. At least I'm here and they could talk about any problems because, hey, you know what? They're fucking geniuses. They call themselves geniuses. So that's what they are. And I say, okay, let me just buy one now. And she says, okay, cool. I'll be right back. So now she goes back in the fucking cocaine room and another guy comes out and he says, hey, you were the one that wanted to purchase an iPhone? And I was like, yeah. Okay, cool. And he says, okay, well, which one do you want? And I was like, well, I already told the other first two people, but I want the 12 Pro, not the Max, because I don't like the big one, because I don't need a computer, I need a phone. And he says, okay, great. So the big one? But Johnny Cools It Down. You weren't listening, but Johnny Cools It Down, right? I mean, the guy's getting so fucking, he's getting way ahead of it because he's not even listening. He sells so much shit. He's probably mixing me up with a customer he had 5 weeks ago. So I'm pissed off, but Johnny air conditioning, right? I mean, I'm fucking pissed off and I'm hot, but it's like Johnny Lemonade on a hot, warm day, right? A hot summer day. Johnny Lemonade on a hot summer day. That's who I am right now, okay? So anyway, the guy's like, okay, and what color do you want? And I say, not the white. I see him all in person now. I said, you know, I'll get the gold one. And he says, okay. So he's like, and what size do you want? And I said, the biggest. And he said, so that's 200 and yada yada? And I said, no, that's not the biggest. I want the biggest. And he says, no, that's the biggest. And I go like, I'm not the genius here, okay? Do some more looking. And he goes, no, it's 500 something gig. And I go, So we figured that out. Great. So he says, okay, great. So iPhone, I swear to God, he says, iPhone 12 Pro Max. And I say, I'm going to take a shit right here, sir. In my head. And he's like, okay, no. So he brings the phone out and he says, great. So do you want to set it up here? Or do you want to? Oh, no. He says, so do you want to set it up here or do you want to bring it home? Now, I don't know what that fucking question means because I want the phone set it up and I also want to fucking bring it home. So I say, what's the difference? And he says, well, you either set it up here or you set it up when you get home. And I said, well, I'm here. Why don't I set it up here? And he says, okay. And he says, well, he definitely wanted me to take it home. He's like, you take it home, you open up out of the box, it's all ready. And I say, oh, but don't I have to like transfer everything? And he's like, yeah, but you know, you can do it. It's easy. And I was like, okay.
And then he's like, so you want to, so I said, how do I transfer everything? And he's like, you just take your old phone and you transfer the shit. And I said, can I do that here? And he says, oh, you can do it here, but you say you want to take it home. And I was like, okay, so how long does it take? He said, I don't know, an hour. I said, oh, fuck it, I'll do it at home. He says, well, I mean, it can take an hour, but it could be shorter. I said, doesn't matter, I'll take it at home. So I go home, I bring it home, right? I bring it right here, and I fucking go to do it. Tried five fucking times. And it said it was going to take 3 hours and 45 minutes each time. And each time after 25 minutes, it said, no, can't do it. There's too much shit on one phone to give it to the other phone. Which makes no sense because both of the phones were the biggest. Okay? So now I'm so mad. And I'm really trying to, I'm Johnny Cool's Dad, but I'm not Johnny Cool's Dad anymore. I'm Johnny Heat is Rising. Okay? And I'm like, and it doesn't work five times. And I'm doing this for 3 hours. And then I drive back. In the meantime, my other phone is not working. I'm probably getting so many job offers and missing out on them. Somebody called me and they're like, hey, Chris D'Elia, you're back. And I didn't know about that. My old agent goes, hey, we wanted to hire you again. Oh, we want you to hire us again. Oh, really? Oh, shit. I miss it all. So I go back and I'm like, hey, man, it didn't work. And the guy's like, really? What? Different guy now. What? Oh, no, really? Another guy comes over. Really? It should work. Yeah, no shit. And I fucking, and he's like, do you want us to transfer it? I'm like, nah, I'll just do it. You know what? I'm just going to start. I got so fed up, I'm going to start from scratch. So now I got a phone, start from scratch. No photos, no nothing. I got all the shit on my old phone. I got no contacts, no nothing, dude. I had to download all the apps again. It's bullshit. Make it easy, Apple. Make it easy. The story was too long, but what I'm saying is make it easy, dude. Boom, 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 boom. We're in the future. You don't work. And about four of those fucking tags, too. Those fucking tags that you stick to things and you could find shit. So I'm not going to lose shit anymore, dude. I'm going to put one on Calvin. So I got a new phone and that's great. I should be grateful. You know what I mean? It's not like it's just like first world problems. I know there's like no running water in India and shit. And the Haitian president just got assassinated. Which is really, really fucked up, you know? But it's like, transfer my iPhone quicker? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know the Haitian president just fucking took one to the head, but...
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation. An innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Fix my iPhone quicker? I don't want to talk to these many people. When I'm there, the second time I went to the Apple store, though, I brought Calvin. And I brought Kristen, and Calvin was hilarious there, dude. He was hilarious there. And his little shorts and shirt, and he was just like, he was just like, what is this? He saw the big screen, and he's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like showing me shit. Like I'm like, bro, I've been alive. You're the new one. I'm showing you, I brought you here. I'm showing you the whole thing. Don't act like you're showing me pieces of the place. I brought you to the whole place. Da-da-da-da-da-da, Beats headphones, da-da. I know. I have four of them. I got them on right now. These are the same ones in the podcast room. Thank you, Calvin. I'm trying to deal with one of the geniuses. Da-da, da-da. Pointing to Rihanna on the fucking Apple Music thing. Da-da. I know about Rihanna, son. But it was so cute, dude. And then we took him to the food court, and he ate chicken and almost choked twice. But I'm, you know, oh, let's watch this, dude. This is fucking hilarious. I don't know how the fuck I never seen this. It's a million views. And this was sent to me. Let me actually find out who it was sent by. Because somebody on the Discord sent it to me. It was Mac Delicious. Change it. But thank you. In the segment ideas of the Discord. And if you're a fucking producer tier person, then you get to pitch segment ideas. And he sent me this. Mac Delicious, change it, thank you. But also sent this great clip. Looks like my friend Jonathan Sadowski in this video. And it's called 21 Foot Rule. Less talk and more action. Already, you know, whoever labeled this. Anyone who says less talk, more action. If it's not like The Rock, you have an office job and you think you're way fucking doper than you really are, okay? So this is the video. This guy, and it starts with a guy, an image of a guy holding a fucking samurai knife. It's like short, but also way too long to be a knife.
Just trying to make you gun guys aware
about... Gun guys. Trying to make you gun guys.
Just trying to make you gun guys aware about... aware
about...
the capabilities are of the knife, because you move too slow and you count too much on that one shot taking him down. And you got to move.
Dude, first of all, the glasses that he's wearing are so wire rim, it looks like that. It looks like fucking they belong to Peter Griffin. Like, they're so not there, and they're oval. Dude, these are the worst glasses I've ever seen in my life, to be honest. These are the worst glasses I've ever seen in my life, and the guy's wearing them like they're fucking Oakleys, the most badass shits ever, okay? And the house his house has all brick in the background, which is hilarious in itself, okay? Gets up.
It's 21 feet.
21. I don't know what the 21 feet. He stays 21 feet away from someone. It's a bitch. Wow, jean shorts. Ran up and fucking lopped the head off of a homemade dummy. A cardboard dummy. All right? So, bitch, you heard his keys jingling when he was running, you know? That's the best part. You heard jingling when running. Running for your life in a fucking combat scenario with keys. And already out of breath at the end, he's running like this. Oh, came back. Oh, wow, jumped up and down.
Tree somewhere, and I see somebody coming down the tree behind a tree somewhere.
Hold on, I got to go back here. What does he say?
I'm hiding behind a tree somewhere, and I see somebody coming down the trail, and I go, ha, that's my enemy.
And I go, ha, that's my enemy. No soldier or warrior has ever said, huh, there's my enemy. That's like a guy who has no enemies that's just creating enemies. Dude, this guy, the guys with weapons, you know, like if you want to have a gun, I'm not against owning a gun if you know how to operate it properly. But you just need one, dude, or two. But don't have like all these weapons. If you're a guy who has like a wall of weapons, it's so you're mixed up, dude. You don't need to have a wall of weapons. Do you know why? Because you're just you, right? Because why? Because you work where? At Office Depot? Because why? You work where? Huh, there's my enemy. Almost fell when he ran. Would duck.
All right, this is a relatively small...
So close to the camera.
It's the Cold Steel Spartan. Just hanging out.
Oh! Just hanging out?
Just hanging out?
Oh! The anger, dude. Just hanging out? I like how he's doing our work for us. He's playing what we're thinking in our head. Huh, that guy's just hanging out. Whoa. Thank God he gave me 21 feet. Run. Dude, how can somebody be real like this? It's unreal. The 21-foot rule. It is one thing to read about the 21-foot rule. It's another way to actually see it done. Many times people think that they will shoot as well under stress as they do in the range. So this whole thing... usually not the case. I wanted people to better visualize the Tueller drill and 21-foot rule. Contact us for demos. Your officers might take the 21-foot rule more seriously. The 21-foot rule states that the average person with a bladed weapon can run and cut you in about the same amount of time that the average person can draw and shoot a gun. That's fucking utter horseshit. I mean, I drew guns before And it was way quicker than this guy with these fucking jorts on are running. Demonstrates that bladed weapons are very dangerous, especially against cardboard targets. Well, okay. This is a joke. Let's read about the 21-foot rule. Let's see. This is a website, 21footrule.com. Unprepared, the impossible odds against the concealed carrier. Oh, there's more. 21-foot rule with a sword. These guys are amazing. Bang, 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 bang. He's dead. He'd die. No way. That guy's dead. Draws it. Bang. Dead. 100% dead. No doubt that guy would die immediately. Bang, 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 bang. He'd get three steps. Bang, 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 bang. You get the whole thing. Reclip. Bang, 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 bang. You'd keep on fucking hitting him. Unbelievable, dude. Guys with swords are great. If you have a sword, you're great. It's over, dude. It's over for you. You're just the guy. You're outdated. You understand? You know how you're outdated? Only white guys own swords. That's how you're outdated. Unless you're talking about the fucking countryside of Japan. You know, Asians have swords, but that's how you know they're outdated. Because ancient Japanese motherfuckers and also white guys. White guys are done. You know that, right? You know white guys are done. Hey, you know white guys are done. That's it. They're going to make a fucking movie about Buzz Aldrin and they're going to, you know, the fucking, it's going to be a biopic and they're going to have an Indian lady play him. White guys, donezo. And this guy, that's how you know. White, you ever see a black guy with a fucking sword? No. Because they're out busy fucking getting jobs. White dudes are like, I can't, because why? Because of diversity? Okay. All right, cool. Fine. Well, I'll see you later. Sheath and then walk away. We're done. That's how you know swords are outdated. White guys only have them. Yeah, dude. coughed. I've been watching this Gordon Ramsay thing on what do you call it? I think it's on Hulu. Oh, this is the Gordon Ramsay thing. You sent it to me. Oh, okay. This is him gagging? Dude, let me just say this, all right? I'm watching Gordon Ramsay Hell on Wheels. Don't know how I got on it. I just started watching it. Gordon Ramsay talks really good shit. Like, he just talks such good shit. Like, he'll be like, someone will say, good evening, and he'll be like, well, it's an evening, isn't it? But I'd leave the good out. And you're just like, how the fuck did he think of that so quickly? You know? You've got potatoes in between your ears. Do you have... It's not much of a dance floor. It just looks like something you trip on. It's a hazard. You're stupid. That's why. Sometimes it just fucking... He just throws all the insults. Throws all the, like, the slams and just immediate name calling, which is my favorite thing. You know they cut out all the fucking bad shit, too. Like, now, there could never be a Gordon Ramsay now. This shit, he started, like, 2005 was when he started getting famous or something. Never now. Well, that's because you're a cunt. It would be like, this is a test. But he, I fucking, the first episode is hilarious, dude. Season one, it's Hell on Wheels. And he goes and he fucking, basically goes undercover because people know he's Gordon Ramsay. So he goes undercover. He gets like, it's like the fucking, somebody in Hollywood puts makeup all on him and he'll go in as like a fucking longshoreman that's American and with a hat on a phone. And he goes and sits down and orders and they give him food. And there's like people from like across the way, like filming him. And he's eating let's get the oyster. He's got people with him because they order because they'll recognize his voice. And the oysters, get everything, a bunch of different shit. And then he starts eating it. And my favorite thing is he'll fucking spit it out. Like, how many times in your life have you spit out food in any restaurant ever? Zero. Zero. Zero times. You just fucking suck it up and eat it. You know what I'm talking about? Unless it's vile. So he'll go to like restaurants and he'll have his team there going and filming secretly for like weeks. It's like this whole undercover operation. And then he shows up with a fake nose and a beard in like overalls. And then he'll just like pop up and be like, everyone, knives and forks down. First of all, imagine you're just eating at a restaurant and somebody just stands up looking like, I mean, he dressed like a fucking Revolutionary War LARPer once with his team. Everybody, knives, forks, utensils down. You'd hit the fucking deck. I'd shit myself. Oh, God, it's the Civil War all over again. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm on the right side. I'm on the safe side. But this happens, and people are like, what? And then he's like, as he's taking his nose off and hat, I have eaten some pretty bad shit. But this absolutely is the worst meal I've ever had in my entire fucking life, and I'm 55 years old. And by the end of him talking, it's Gordon Ramsay, and all of his makeup and noses are on the ground, and everyone's like, oh, come on, man. And then he says, everyone, I want you to get everybody out of the kitchen and come back inside. I want to have a chat with everyone. And they just fucking do it. Dude, if I own the restaurant and some dude did that to me, I don't give a fuck if it's Gordon Ramsay or not. I go like this. Hey, man, you have a lot of explaining to do. Let's go outside. But everyone's just like, oh, Gordon Ramsay's here. Let me go get everybody. Hey, they go in the kitchen. They're like, Gordon Ramsay's here. We got to go outside. I think. And then he say, what are you talking about? I said, I don't know, but it's not good. Dude, this is your place. This is your restaurant. And you're acting like you're in bitch mode, dude. Imagine you woke up one day and Gordon Ramsay was next to you instead of your wife, and he was just like had makeup around his face that looked like your wife. And you're like, wait a second. And he's like, get up. You've been sleeping in way too late. I've been taking care of the baby. Everyone out to the kitchen now. And you're just like, okay, we gotta get down. Let me call my real wife. Hey, babe, I'm not gonna be coming home for 24 hours. He wants to fix us. Are you kidding me? You'd say, yo, let's go outside. This is insane. Now, I have been tracking the inside of your house for 3 weeks. We've got it all on video. You're doing everything wrong. And they'll say this to the people in the restaurant. You're doing everything wrong. And they got like surveillance. And it's like, you've got 9 rats, food that's old, reheated. You got tacos from a party that you're trying to put on the menu. One of the fucking cooks has Down syndrome. You don't even know. And he's the best cook. Get out to the kitchen. Everybody out. Even more. The customers are just like, hum, 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 hum. Like it's a fucking high school theater play. Who's the weak link? Like it's Game of Thrones. I just want to be like, hold up, relax. The first episode was great because it was the most Italian dude of all time. They went into an Italian restaurant with the most Italian dude of all time. And the lady in it was like, we've had this restaurant for a long time. And, you know, it was inherited from my father, Frankie. And it was given, my grandfather Vinny died. Gave it to Frankie, and now Frankie runs it with my husband. My father, Frankie, runs it with my husband, Frankie. They're both named Frankie. Oh, it's Italian. Then Frankie comes out. He's like, yeah, what's going on? And fucking, and Gordon Ramsay's like, this is terrible. And the Italian guy's like, all right, let me ask you a question. Like right away, hot, like an Italian. And I love it, dude, because that's my family. All right, let me ask you a question. He says, how big is the chip on your shoulder? And the guy's like, let me ask you a question. How big a chip I gotta be? How big of a chip do I gotta have? How big of a chip should I have? My father died. I'm feeling my father every day.
How big of a chip do I have to have? He's like, listen, do you want my help or not? And then he just softens immediately, flips that Italian switch to off, which is less emotional, but also more emotional. And he says, I need it more than my life. Sit down. Dude, it's so funny, dude. I love it because he thinks he knows more than... Oh, dude. Apparently, this is it. And if it's not, I'm going to be very mad at Christine.
I'm amazed you can stand up straight. The size of the chip on your shoulder.
Here it is.
What size chip should I have? Let me just ask you.
As a fucking...
What size chip should I have? Let me just ask you. Dude, that's amazing.
Size of the chip on your shoulder.
So what size chip should I have? Let me just ask you.
As a fucking
maitre d'. My dad put $1 million in the place and I'm failing him.
Oh, yeah.
What chip do you want on me?
No chip.
The restaurant's on.
No chip. No chip. Because if you're not in that fit state of mind to respect what little customers you have, you shouldn't be fucking in here.
Okay.
It's Italian, shut it down. Walls are up. I'm going to give you all I got. I'm going to give you all I got. I'm going to give it to you in a short amount of time. And after that, the walls are coming up. And I'm shut down. You understand me? I blew my fucking ear out over here. That's great. It blew it out. That's how I get when I'm Italian, dude. When I'm an Italian, I yell. I blew the fucking ear out of the Beats fucking pill. The Beats headphones. It's all good. I hear it on the right side. It's all good. It's all better. One fire fixed it. One higher.
Okay.
I got a question for
both of you. The way the walls went up were quicker than the fucking Star Wars doors.
No chip. Because if you're not in that fit state of mind to respect what little customers you have... You shouldn't be fucking in here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Okay.
No, shut him up.
I got a question for both of you.
Here we go.
Do you want my help? Yes or no?
Look, here
yes,
we go.
Yes, I do.
I need it more than my life.
Seen so many movies. Life is a movie for this guy. Guy watches De Niro movies and you're like, I mean, that's me. You know, I would do that.
Come back, motherfucker. Fucking jerk off.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Italians are where it's at. Yeah, fucking jerk off throwing fucking plates. Dude, I love it. I feel home there. Hey, you fucking jerk off. Yeah, you fucking jerk off. The other guy. That's the other guy.
Fucking pasta.
Fuck yeah,
you.
Dude. Throwing plates.
I'm fucking stuck here.
Yes.
Destroying my
this is what you.
A monologue in Streetcar Named Desire, dude. I'm fucking stuck here destroying my family. And in the meantime, everyone else is just like, look, you're just serving veal. Just, it's not that, it's just like, it's as big, it's as bad as you make it. I'm stuck here. I'm destroying my family through this uncooked veal. My dad gave me $1 million. Do you know what it's like? To fail your fight every day? Chip on the shoulders the size of Montana?
Fuck you!
I love how Italians
I'm
sing.
I'm fucking stuck here!
Yeah.
Destroying my
this is
family.
What you wanted, this is what your
Guys,
dream!
It's my dream! I fucked everybody! I live with that every day!
Un-fucking believable.
Wow. Wow.
Let me tell you something.
Here we go.
Even though it may appear that all of you have given up.
Yep.
Maybe I'm bitter.
Cut him off, dude. The Italian way. The Italian way. Even though it seems that all of you have given up. I'm here to ask you a question, Gordon. You can say a lot of things about me. I'm a cheat. I'm a liar. I'm a race car driver and I'm a card collector. I also do stamps. But one thing you can't tell me is I ain't never giving up.
I live with that every day.
Oh, dude, Italians got to live with everything every day. You know what I mean? God damn it. They put the baggage on them. And I got to live with that every day. I got to live with that every day. Sir, you're next, I believe. He's at Subway. Sorry, it's just sometimes I get the wrong bread. You know I go home. I got to live with that every day. Sir? I think they're calling you. I think it's your thing that's ready. Great, I would like an oatmeal cookie as well, please. Thank you. You guys have good cookies for some reason. Dude, I gotta live with that every day. I went to go see Dude, Where's My Car in the theater. I walked out halfway through. I gotta live with that every day. Every day of my life. So how big of a chip on my shoulder am I supposed to have?
Believable. Let me tell you something.
When it cuts him off.
Even though it may appear that all of you have given up.
Maybe I'm bitter, hateful, and disgusted inside.
That's the...
And it shows.
That's...
But I never gave up.
That's...
Don't say I gave up.
Streetcar Named Desire. Dude, he's crying. Here's the thing, man. Italians, when you call Italians something, they'll fucking tell you three things that they are, but then they'll disagree with you about the one thing that you called them. It's the most it is the most Italian thing you could fucking do. Well, you fucking lied. Vinny, technically you lied. I tell you what, I may be a disgusting piece of shit. I may be 45 pounds over fucking weight. And I may also have taken some flying lessons, but one thing I'm not is a goddamn liar. And you're just like, just save it, Vinny. I'm gonna list two, three things right now that I am that you didn't mention. And then I'm gonna bring it back home, okay? I'm gonna talk about the thing that you said I was. You're gonna forget about it. I'm gonna bring it back home. It's gonna make it seem like I got more validity in the, when, you know, when the pendulum swings. You understand?
Vinny, you're very emotional.
I may work part-time at SeaWorld, okay? I may have hair that of a lesbian, woke, liberal, okay? And they may not be able to moonwalk for shit, but one thing I'm not is emotional. Do you understand me?
It's disgusting behavior, Vinny.
He goes on. With his hands in his... Now, the whole thing about Italians is you shift the emotion. You scream, and then you soften it up, you know? That's like... Everyone thinks... The Al Pacino... That's the thing that fucked it up. That's the thing that fucked up Italians, is Al Pacino's acting. In The Godfather, when she was like... When the fucking wife of Al Pacino is... You know she's going to go in and ask him... If he had the hit put out on her fucking dad or whatever it is. And she's like, did you have the hit put out on my dad? And he's just, and you think Pacino's going to be like, oh, you motherfucker. Oh, you don't ask. Oh, you don't talk. Oh, you don't fucking do this. And Al Pacino's sitting on a fucking desk with his hands in his pockets and takes a long beat. And he says, don't ever ask me about my business, Kate. He fucked it up for the rest of the generations to go. Before that, Italians were just fucking screaming everything.
Your father every day.
Here we go.
It's disgusting behavior, Vinny.
Jerry, you ever feel your father every day? Did you? I'm asking you a question.
My father died 20 years ago.
Slammed.
Do you ever feel your father every day? I'm asking you a question.
My father has been dead for 20 years.
Okay, I'm very sorry for that, because dad and mom mean everything to me. Okay. If you failed your father every day, let me say it the right way, would you feel good about every day going to work? Would you? I'm asking you a question.
I like how he's trying to take the conversation home with him. You understand?
Gordon Ramsay, you think you was going to ask me something? I got to ask you a few things. Why you feel about failing your father, huh?
And what's that?
I have no idea. It's been there like 5-6 years.
5 or 6 years?
Yeah, probably, because I mean 2 years I was here before I got in.
Stay there 2 seconds. What's in this one? What the fuck is that?
This was from a party Vinny wanted me to save. It's a tilapia.
Cooked tilapia?
Yep.
And he brings it back and freezes it? Is he seriously asking to put that on the menu?
Table, he wants me to reuse them. I throw them away behind his back.
Throw them away.
Say that again.
So Italian. The whole family so Italian. Throw them away. I want to throw them away. Dude, throw. Yeah, he brought back from a party. Every time I go behind his back, I throw him away. Dude, I cannot believe how fucking Italian this family is. I just cannot believe it, dude. They got to have like two tree guys named Butch in here. It's unbelievable. I want to watch this whole clip.
Yeah, he goes, there's nothing wrong with this.
Which is where some of the arguments go.
Where the argument starts.
That's like where the argument starts. Where he says, no, I'm not doing that.
I start, we escalate. There we go. And then we got, then we come this way.
There's more. No, more. Stop.
You want to see it walking?
Look at this. Welcome to fucking hell.
Wow.
This is a walking. Can you smell that?
Oh, yeah.
Such a dick.
What is that that's gone off?
Such a
what
dick.
What is that?
That's veal.
How old is that?
I don't know how that is like this, and I don't know how this got in here, so take that fucking thing out.
So Italian.
What is this?
Dressing.
That's not the dressing for today.
Is that the one?
That is black mold.
Just unreal.
Yeah, give me
the garbage.
What is
the
this?
Smell
just
in
a
here.
Dead monkey.
This is fucking obscene.
What is this? Oh, that's the monkey we had from the children's party. I was looking for that, actually, to be honest. I don't know how it got in there. It must be fucking Vinny. He wanted to keep it for something. Maybe I think what he wanted to do was cut the legs off and use them as a wish thing. You could wish on it. Maybe for good luck or something like that. I really don't understand. Let's go ask Vinny. Hey, Vinny. Hey, Vinny, what are these monkey paws for?
Let me ask a question. I got four monkey paws, all right? You calling me what? A monkey order? I may be early on in my life an insurance salesman. I may have been a lightweight training boxer that never made it. And I may have eyebrows that connect if I don't pluck them. But one thing I'm not is a monkey paw hoarder.
Can you smell that?
Yeah, I can smell it from here.
So dip.
Jesus.
About to throw up.
Hey, come here. Bring that. Bring that here. Bring that here.
Oh, my God.
This is bad.
I said there's something stench of stink and fucking disgusting.
A snake.
Just smell that for me. The whole fucking place contaminated. Take it away now.
Ew, we threw it up. Ew.
We are fucked.
Wow. Absolutely.
That is the worst walking.
Here we go.
I've ever fucking witnessed.
What a dick.
And you have lost fucking control.
What a dick.
I'm getting fucking out of here.
What a dick. And you're short.
I hope my dad makes these changes last because it'll have a lasting
just so
impact.
And you're short. Did you know that? You're too short. Can barely reach the fucking dressing. You're a short fucking guy.
Dude, Gordon Ramsay's such a dick. I love it. What is this? This is the worst walk-in closet I've ever seen in my fucking life. Look at this. Smell this. Smells like fucking the inside of my anus after I haven't fucking wiped and I haven't showered all day and after I just took a shit. All right? It's absolutely terrible. And look at these peaches over here. They're so bad when you eat them. It makes you literally feel bad about yourself. It's like a mental thing. It doesn't even taste bad. Just hours later, it puts you in a depression and it makes you feel like you didn't amount to anything in your life. All right, we're out of here. You've got to fix this. You're also too short. You're a short guy. Get the keys to my car. Gets in a fucking Lambo. You could never afford this.
For the restaurant, for my family.
24 hours for me. But all in all, I think I grew up.
The Italians just think their whole life is a movie. It's amazing, dude. By the way, also, if Gordon Ramsay is in the fucking thing, you don't have to say it contains strong language or, like, warning, this clip contains whatever the fuck. Strong language. Okay, cool. I talked about fucking three things so far this podcast, and we're 50 minutes in. So I don't know what the fuck, you know, guys? Hey, you know, sometimes we do it long form. We do it long form, my babies. We do it long form. I'm a long form podcaster. My goal is to fucking tell you a story once for an hour long, and that's it. Bro, how many fucking, running a restaurant is like, got to be one of the hardest things. And it's so something that guys who fucking are like, fail at everything thinks that they can do, you know? It's like, that's one of those things that like, is like being a comedian. Like there are so many guys that just get on stage that are like, all right, nothing else worked out. I guess I'll go up there and tell jokes. And you're just like, oh, you don't get it. You don't get it. It's too hard. It's so hard. To try and fucking do stand-up and become successful and not get canceled. You know what I mean? And like,
I'm sorry, little kids.
Hey, guys, that's it for YouTube. If you want to see the rest of the episode, head on over to our Patreon, where you could get the rest of the episode and it's uncut and all that. It's over at patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. And it's also got other stuff like the back episodes that you missed out only on Patreon. You get access to all that and also other things that I put up that is exclusive to Patreon. So I appreciate you either way. But thanks. Thanks again. I'm rolling, 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 taking liberties.